You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
And welcome to Bras, Bitches, and Balls, episode 7. And I'm Nick Rowley. And today we have Yvette, Allison, and Lisa. We also have Newman here, and Jess. And here's Lee.
Hi, welcome back to Bras, Bitches, and Balls. Here we go. You never know what's going to happen on this podcast, but we always start with the bra of the week. So we're going to keep that consistent because Busted Bra Shop is the main sponsor of this, and I own it. So here we go. The bra of the week this week is a fun T-shirt bra. It has a lot of color to it. I've been bringing you guys a lot of black because that is my favorite color. But I believe that Nick's favorite color is purple.
That's just a lovely color.
This one's really pretty, right? What color would you call that, Nick?
I would call that a bluish burgundy. That's beautiful.
Bluish burgundy.
Aubergine.
I was going to say aubergine.
Yeah. Yes. Aubergine's good.
Eggplant.
Yeah. That's a good one.
All right. I like it. So this is by Freya. This is a deco bra is the name of the line of the bras within the line of the bras. Anyway, this is a deco amour. And I like it. I like it a lot. We've got a little bit of lace here on the side right under the arm, which is kind of a weird spot for it. But I think it's really pretty. It plays well. It's got that low slung underarm anyway, so it's not going to go right in your pit, which is great. This is a cleavage maker. Now, I have a 38G on our model Betty. And one of the things I want to show you is that it has what's called a J-hook in the back. The J-hook makes it so that you can have a racer back. But you don't have to have that clipped all the time, right? You can have it as a regular set strap. But the J-hook slides up and down. So you might need this hooked together lower, or you might need it hooked together higher, just depending on whatever outfit you have on. And then if you have sleeves or not. So some women they come in, my shoulders are slouchy, my straps fall down, which might definitely be the reason why your straps fall down. It might also be because you're wearing your bra band too large, which would set the straps out wider than your body is. And so in that case, your straps are going to have a tendency to fall down no matter how tight you make them. Knowing this, you need to realize that the band part of the bra does 80% of the work. If this isn't tight enough, you're not getting the support from the front of the cups that you really need. So some of my customers are like, I really don't care. I'm not wearing anything tight enough for that. My straps fall down. Help me. This can help in that situation. You have to wear your bras the way you're going to wear them. I can only suggest the right way to wear it. So this is Deco. She's beautiful. You know we always have the matching panties in the very beginning when we get the bras in. So if you are big into sets, I recommend coming in now for this bra. And if you are a Deco girl, which we have quite a few customers, that this is their bra of choice, and they enjoy that we bring in the different fashion colors, know that this is the new fashion color that is available to you. And we will see you soon down in Midtown. So we can send her away now.
Bye, Betty.
Bye, Betty. With the J-hook, you don't have someone to help you put that on, how do you put the J-hook together?
Some women can actually do it behind their backs, like putting on a necklace. Some women put it on, they hook the J-hook, put their head through, and then they can clasp the band behind their back, which isn't that. And that's how I recommend that you put bras on anyway, is putting it on, your arms reaching around and clasping behind you, simply because of when you do that flip thing at the end. You know, you put your bra on, you slide it around, and then you flip the bra up. When you do that, you're actually putting pressure on the wires, and that is why wires pop out of bras.
Oh, one reason. I didn't know that. I thought it was my dryer.
The more you know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She's like, how dare you?
I'm kidding. I had
hand wash all my stuff and I drip dry it.
Sure, you do.
You know what I noticed about that?
She's like, you better.
She's like, I hand wash it all and then throw it in the dryer.
When you clasped that J hook, I saw that the cups kind of went like together.
They do.
Yeah.
And so if having a little bit more cleavage is important for you, especially with low cut things or just it makes the dress look better, or hell, you just like your boobs right there, then this is a great bra for you.
Very pretty.
Newman, you are turning all kinds of red. It's great. It's great. Great. We love doing this.
Who doesn't like their boobs right there?
All right, so I agree. I decided to bring you guys shots this morning.
Shots.
Yvette and I went to a little place up in Birmingham called Be Well.
Mm-hmm.
And they do fresh juicing there. And tell us about this little fella.
Well, from what I recall, because we don't have any labels on them, I think this
looks like turmeric.
Yes.
It is
ding,
turmeric.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ooh, you win.
Turmeric, great anti-inflammatory. Yes.
Yes.
So any type of inflammation, this is the ticket right here. And it's, I mean, look at it. It's in shot form, concentrated. Hello.
Mm. All right. So there's no alcohol in this. Warm coconut milk?
Yeah. You know what? Exactly.
Oh, and make golden milk?
Yeah. Exactly. So you could do that. And then we have here this yellow one. Ooh, this is my favorite. It's called the Angry Dragon.
Nice.
Yes. Angry Dragon.
The Angry Dragon is all about, again, ginger. Again, anti-inflammatory, also helps soothe
is there
metabolism.
Pineapple juice in that? Like, it's
no pineapple
pretty...
juice. No,
oh, thank goodness.
This one.
Oh no, I asked lots
juice.
Of questions.
No strawberries, right?
Pineapple juice is
beautiful.
But no, this one's got turmeric, ginger, and cayenne.
Oh,
turmeric.
Wow.
So
that's
why it's
the
dragon.
Angry dragon.
And which one? This
and
one
I think this one's an E3 Live. It's got, I believe, the algae in it, and I think
spirulina.
Yes, ooh. That's why it gives it that color. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we've got shots. I did make sure there's no strawberries because I don't want to kill Nick.
Right.
We started talking about allergies.
No
and I was like,
anaphylactic
kiwi,
shock.
Kiwi, strawberries, or pineapple, as long as it's none of that.
No, they said that it's nothing more than what they. Do you want the turmeric one?
Sure.
Just so that
let's
it's only
that.
Turmeric.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want dragon? What pick your poison,
dragon.
Kids.
I'll try an angry dragon.
Oh yeah.
Try the
get
turmeric.
A girl. There you go.
Thank you. I'm afraid.
Are you
it's
okay with spirulina?
I mean, it's not. I mean, turmeric. How spicy do you like your Thai or Mexican food? Like, it's heat. So
oh.
to speak.
Pass these guys down to Newman and Jessica.
Like,
so I made sure I had shots for everybody.
Like
woohoo! Shots all around.
So
but
thank
it's
you.
A different kind of shot. So we,
smells great. Smells carrot juice in here.
No.
Just pretend it's agave.
So while y'all are talking, while y'all are drinking, I'm going to do
like
some
we're
talking.
Holy!
Getting your shot of ginger.
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
I'm
have you tried that before?
So. One of the things I did last week is I read an original
breath.
Story to you, and I had such a good time doing that I'm going to bore you with some more of my shit now. So every once in a while, I sit down with a computer and start writing movies just because it's
nice.
Fun for me, right? And this one I've been working on for a long time, and it's called My Life as a Lounge Lizard, and I'm just going to read you a paragraph from the first opening scene. All right. So... interior fade in dark room. Sunlight is trying to creep into the overly dark room. There are blankets thrown over the windows. The sunlight highlights the dust dancing through the air. The room is a dirty mess with t-shirts, jeans, underwear, cigarettes, and ashtrays, beer bottles, glasses with liquid and cigarettes in them. So it was glasses with liquids and cigarettes in them. Yeah. Old food, and the TV is snowing. Which people don't know about
that
anymore.
Right.
It doesn't happen anymore. Sorry, I digress. Okay. Someone is stirring under a big blanket on the couch. It's a young woman with long brown hair, still dressed in her t-shirt and jeans from the night before. She gets up, rubbing, stretching, and realizing that she didn't take her boots off. She looks over and focuses on a plate of food that looks fresh. There's a note that says, "Good morning. The hot water is backwards, and jiggle the toilet flusher." She bites into the toast, nodding, sure, and throws the note behind her. She gets up and starts taking off her clothes while she is still eating the toast. She realizes that the day is getting away from her. She walks into the bathroom, and we hear the water turn on. From the bathroom, you hear, "Shit! Hot water! Backwards!" And then you go to the next shot, interior white bathroom. Leah's trying to stop the toilet from running. She hits it. She holds the handle down. She finally jiggles it and goes, "Oh, jiggle." and stopped. That's it.
Yes, excellent. First, are all your scene. Your character's named Lee in all your movies?
I'm incredibly narcissistic.
You write what you know, so.
Keeps me solid. Doesn't mean it has to stay that way, but, you know, we'll start there.
I like
we'll
it. I like the mood that you set with that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It was a much better mood than last week's story.
Did you listen to last week's story?
I didn't hear the story.
No. We'll clue you in after the show.
I enjoy it.
Do you like butterflies?
Well, I do.
Do you like bondage?
That story. That story.
Ambivalent.
Do you find nectar oddly appealing?
Butterfly nectar?
Well, just nectar in general. You
know. Peach nectar I like quite a lot.
That could work. That could work.
So we have a really great group of people here to just kind of shoot the shit today. So you met Lisa last time, and Lisa Burden is a lawyer. She does real estate law. She helps with small business. So if you have a small business and you need a little counseling, you have some questions, she's here as a consultant. You can get in touch with her. You can call me at Busted and let me know. What did I say? No, it wasn't me. Oh, you drank something.
Yeah,
okay, good.
The Anchor Dragon.
All right. We have Allison Chevalier, and she does some really cool stuff in the city of Detroit. She does lots of different parties that we want to hear about. I know about the Gatsby party, and I love the pictures. We have some of that stuff up on Instagram, right, Nick?
We just fired off the Gatsby party pictures.
There you go, baby.
I'm drinking an angry dragon, and
it's angry in the best way possible.
Fire and blood.
Oh, so we bring these delicious things to you today, and I met with my friend Yvette because she helps. She's going to help get us healthy, and she's going to help our mind, our body, our spirit, and give us a tip on different things that we can do for ourselves. So I'd like to go ahead and throw it to you, Miss Yvette. Give us a highlight on something that we can do to make our mornings a little bit brighter, get our brains fired up.
Yeah, and the whole notion of the morning ritual. I'll start by saying that first, there's a lot of information out there, right? If it were so easy, everyone could just look on Instagram and Pinterest and everyone would be healthy and stress-free and everything would be fine. There's a lot of information out there. So what I've thought, even for my own, you know, practice, is keeping it simple. And that that one idea might resonate with one person, and it might not resonate with another person. That doesn't mean, oh my gosh, I'm pressured to have to do the next healthy thing because Instagram is promoting it, or, you know, and that's what the main deal is. So the whole notion of approaching your health with your given lifestyle in a way that you can tell yourself, you're going to quilt a health plan and style that resonates with you, first and foremost.
But I don't have to actually quilt.
No. Thank goodness, right? Because otherwise, that would not be good for me either. So that being said, it's about starting off small. And people don't realize that, where it's a patience thing. Maybe it's not loud. It's not big. It's not sexy. But it's about the power of gradual, and it's about the small rituals, yes. Such as, if it's easy to do, here's the catch. If it's easy to do, it's also easy not to do, right? So,
right.
So that's the part where it can get insidious, because if it's easy to do, it's easy not to do. So morning ritual, like, what's with the morning ritual? Well, it's because it sets the tone for your day. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. So yeah. I would even say, even if you get 5 minutes in, done. Anything else above that is icing on the cake, because, again, the cool thing with morning rituals, or any ritual for that matter, right, is it has a ripple effect. So then once you have that, you're like, oh, okay, it can ripple into other things. Well, you'll start stacking, if you will, start stacking other rituals on top of one another that have a compound effect.
Right.
All right. So let's say there's a three-part thing to that. It's, okay, well, you want to start with something. Well, I don't know. I'll ask you. Do you want to start with something more on a nutritional level, or something more kind of on a spiritual level, something more on, like, what level? Because, again, there are so many different rituals one can have. You might already have certain things that you're like, you know, I'm down with. I like my coffee ritual. But, well, I'd like something more for mindset, or just to kind of set my anxiety, or just set the tone for the day. Yep. So even
like
a meditation.
I like to get clean in the morning. That's like my big thing, is I have to take a shower every morning. I don't like to take a shower the night before. I don't like to do it in the middle of the day. If I do it in the middle of the day, my whole freaking day is shot.
That's
okay. And I don't get into the store till like 3:00 in the afternoon, and then I'm just useless. So I like to do that in the morning. That's something that I have to do, and I scramble for, and my family supports me in getting clean.
Always a plus. It's always a plus.
But I was thinking nutritional.
Okay, like nutritional.
Something to kind of shoot my day and say, hey, you've taken care of yourself, body and soul. And I thought that maybe figuring out if these shots would do it. But wow, that dragon. Holy moly.
It's angry. Something as simple as, you know, hot lemon water.
It's irate.
I know it's like our grandmothers were onto something.
So true, yeah.
Hot lemon water. Or let's say you like your morning thing of getting in the shower. You know what? What about doing some oil pulling while you're in the shower?
What's an oil pull?
Just don't spit it out in the shower.
Oh, don't. It'll clog your drains and everything like that. Yeah, so oil pulling where you take – right, high. It's intense. It's intense. Not vodka. It's a different kind of intense, but at least a healthy intense.
It does, but it's very – it's like the I was over at the restaurant Chartreuse. It's like the Chartreuse, the one sample she gave us. It was like fire.
It's like fire. Like this could probably be poured like a little at a time in several doses. Yeah. This is highly concentrated.
Put it on your Indian food.
Newman, there's a drink that was green. It was called like the Green Fairy. It was a shot. It's a liquor.
Absinthe.
And when I lived in Germany, because absinthe you couldn't get here.
Right. You could get it in the UK and Europe,
and so when I was in Germany, a friend was like, why don't we shoot this? I'm like, okay. And someone said, you're supposed to do it through like sugar or something.
Yeah.
No. I was like, oh no, we like alcohol. It's not a problem. Oh, we shot that shit straight.
PQZ used to love absinthe.
I love absinthe.
Oh my God.
It's tasty.
I tried to drink it with my German roommate, and it did not go well. And I've lost the picture since.
It's amazing. Have you ever done Ashen?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
You can get it here now,
some really great ones,
and
Detroit makes a really good – Two James makes a really good absinthe.
Do they do it the traditional way with the sugar cube and
all
that?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
What's with the sugar cube? And
because
it
tastes like shit.
It takes the edge off. The
wormwood is very bitter.
It's really bitter. It's like instant heartburn. Your stomach
Hence
is like
the sugar.
Your stomach can taste it.
And didn't wormwood used to like didn't it cause mental issues?
You mean it'll make you hallucinate a little bit?
Not really, but that was the suggestion. That was the suggestion
that made it sexier. I think the idea that you would
hallucinate.
We can do a whole show,
but we're not.
We can do a whole show.
Let's do a show on that because I want to know about.
But we need to get like a driver.
Yeah, if you want to do
that, one of the things you were talking about.
I love it.
I'm happy to do a show about absinthe.
We're all over the place. I love it.
We went from healthy to liquor.
Yes, to absinthe. That's the
morning ritual.
Morning ritual. Not a shot of liquor.
Not absinthe. We don't recommend that morning ritual.
No liquor in the morning.
I will say, ladies,
the morning ritual is super important. And I like this is a reminder for me because for a while last year I was juicing every morning. It was juicing can be time consuming, right?
Because
pain in the ass. You gotta clean the juicer out and turmeric stains everything.
That's why I'm like, I could just buy these rather than trying to mix my own.
If one can outsource,
right?
Go for it.
But at the time I was working at this real estate office in Plymouth, so I'd get up early, I'd make the juice, and I was doing it for health reasons, and it was great because it did, like you say, it made me more conscious throughout the day. You know? But again, like I know right now that 10-minute morning ritual is really big, like it's so fatty. And I was just reading an interview with Tim Ferriss, and he talks about meditating for 20 minutes. And I'm like, who's got 20 minutes in the morning?
I tried it for 2 minutes, and I was like, whoa.
Well,
Tim, if you're listening, that's a good point.
It's, right?
And it's really – I mean, this is even the way I think of it. I mean, even like as a health coach and Pilates and everything, I'm also a mom.
Yeah.
So let's get really realistic. And I love it when someone who doesn't have kids – and says, gosh, I'm so tired. I smile and kind of giggle. So you don't know what tired is until you've had children. Yeah. And that's great. And I'm not poo-pooing it. It's just – it's a whole different ballgame. Yeah. So the whole notion of saying, oh, yeah, meditate for 20 minutes. How about this? Let's just start – why don't you start with 5 minutes?
Right.
Why don't you start, like you said, with 2 minutes? Hey, if you get to 20, that's great. But sometimes we do like the all or nothing thing. I'm not a healthy person unless I get my 20 minutes. And I'm thinking, you know what?
Yeah.
Start off with 2 minutes. Start off with 5 minutes. And at least that's something.
I could do 2 minutes.
Yeah, something that I did that was really helpful for me when I was going through a hard time, and I'd like to start doing this again. But one of my favorite memories is I was in high school and I spent a spring break with my grandparents up north. And my grandmother and I were very close. And she came up and she would wake me up in the morning, how's my girl, and give me a big hug. Mm. So, and she's been gone for a while and I miss her a lot. But during this phase of my life, I would just imagine she was doing that. That was sort of my way to get the day started in a positive.
Your whole face lit up when you talked.
Literally
about
lit up.
It
literally
did.
She was so important to me. Don't first, you make me cry.
Oh, it was good. It was beautiful. I love that.
Yeah,
things that make
her.
You happy. So we all have to find our own thing.
Yeah, that sets the tone, and you feel loved, and you feel positive, and you go out and you kill.
And you kill it. You slay it because you start from a place where you love
Lisa
yourself.
And like,
I know
you
that sounds
kill.
So okay. That sounds so like different. I love yourself.
But anyway, stab it.
That's how you do it. Or like even that association. I mean, that was. I mean, hello. How long ago you were a kid and you still have that feeling. You literally lit up like a Christmas tree when you were describing it.
Ever.
Is how do you even create? What again? Rituals that help put you in that frame. That help put you in that mindset. That help. Again, put you in that zone, even if it's a memory. Mm. Even if it's a memory. If that means you get a hug from someone else, it might take the form of that. Let's talk about that. No, everyone talks about nutrition.
Yeah, I love that idea.
About, what you eat and the exercise. You know, just so you know, you can eat all the perfect organic kale in the world, but if your stress, whether at home or at work, is out of control, it doesn't matter how much juicing you do or how much kale you eat. You're going to get sick eventually. So it's about approaching it in a way, okay, what we eat, the exercise, that's part of it. But there's also the part of, okay, wow, how's our relationship going? How's work going?
One of the things that I like about all three of you is you bring something very different to the table, and not try to dismiss the two gentlemen at the table, but, you know, I'm a little female-centric sometimes.
Me too.
Yeah, that's good.
And Newman's like, absolutely.
I love it. But you all have something different, passionate, a different passion that is fun and funky. And Yvette, now I watch her on Facebook and I see some of the different things she does. And our kids are in school together. She climbs rocks. She climbs things.
You've got good knuckles.
She's incredibly strong.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, just – and then her son is also – and he just did a climbing competition – and she had a video up on Facebook. So I showed it to my son, who had a friend over, and they were cheering him on like
I
nobody's
really
business.
That.
So in the car today, he's like, oh, I've got to tell Zev that I saw him doing that rock climbing. And he looked amazing. He killed it.
Yeah,
but
he slayed.
You take things that make you happy, and you're like, I'm going to go balance on this surfboard with a pedal and have a really, really good time. So I appreciate that you do things that make you happy, and I want to know the things that make you happy. Allison, you came to Detroit again. You've lived here before, but you moved back and you started some fun parties that is really bringing a lot of attention into some of the small businesses, into the parks, and getting people really involved. They've been very clever. You've got the Gatsby party. You had the pinup.
Pin-ups and privates.
Pin-ups and privates,
yeah.
See, I want to do a party called Tits and Tiaras. So when you did pin-ups and privates, I was like, okay, here we go. What's that about? So talk to us. What's coming up next? I know you have more stuff.
Well, let me just backtrack a minute. So the reason I moved back here, I've lived all over and most recently in New York, and I came back because I saw an opportunity here. And I saw not just an opportunity or potential in real estate, right? I saw potential in the people. And ever since I've left, I've had a soft spot for Detroit. I left in the early 90s when I was in my early 20s. But I'd been watching the progress that Detroit was making, and I was getting excited about it. You know, when I came back, is that better? So I came back with one intention, and that was to create opportunity for some of the women in Detroit who may not have had that. So the whole purpose of the Detroit Gatsby events has been to – I want to try one of those
–
has been to create a base so that when I was ready to launch the nonprofit, I would have a good support system. And so we're at that point now. So the Detroit Gatsby stuff has been great. People come to era-themed events, you know, whether it's 1940s or 1920s, they dress up, they have a great time, they dance to an orchestra, we have amazing food and typically an open bar. And we've always, from the very beginning, donated a portion of the proceeds to organizations doing good things in Detroit. So we've had a handful of events and we raised about $10,000 for different charities within, these events took place within 18 months and I've been here 2.5 years. So, but I'm excited about Activate Detroit Potential. That is the nonprofit. And so what we are doing is it's a very specific type of opportunity. We are training, we're partnering with people at this point to help, you had a little bit of that fire, to help train at-risk women in marketable and transferable skills. So that means things like web design, social media marketing, PR, I'm missing something. And graphic design, right? So ideally what I'd like to do, my goal is to have a facility. So I'm thinking, because I lived in San Francisco for 12 years, so I'm like, I want a Google campus. So I'd like to acquire one of these schools that are lying fallow in, say, Highland Park, and turn that into the campus that not only becomes the offices for my, like, I have a branding company, right? So Brave Co Branding, mm-hmm. We do web design, we do marketing, we do branding, and other things as well, social media marketing. And of course, I want to hire these ladies to come work for me. But what I'd like to do is sort of it's been done. Yeah, a lot of things have been done in Detroit already, but this is kind of built on a pony ride concept where we have the space. The women come. We have our Brave Co. Offices there. We put in a call center. We also have space we let out to other businesses, service businesses, nothing like food or retail because that won't work. But they can hire the ladies then who will graduate into that program. And the ladies will also – what I'd love to do is have a green roof with an entertainment space, have a commercial kitchen. So to have multiple streams of revenue where we have – we do catering. We have events there. We cater, you know, throughout the community.
What part of this project are you into at this point?
We're going to have our launch for Activate Detroit Potential in March. So nice. We're planning a masquerade gala over at the casino in Belle Isle, actually.
Oh, okay. Lovely. Yes.
Yeah. So that's where we are. We're partnering currently with Digital Detroit. We're in talks with them. Plus, it's part of the challenge is finding women who will be successful in this. So there's a group called Best for Vets. And the ladies who we're focusing on, they are homeless, abused, returning vets, and trans women. Mm-hmm. So these are it's a matter of creating relationships, which that's where we are right now. We're in that process, and we're having good results. I'm really excited about when the day comes that we can choose our first ladies, right? And so what we'd like to do is run a crowdfunding campaign that will fund their first year's salaries. But the way everything is set up is there are multiple streams of revenue, so we want to become a self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. You know, nonprofits are great. I personally don't believe in that revenue model. I don't believe in that model as being effective and sustainable, right? I think that when you have a mission like this, you have to bring money in a way that people want to pay for what you're doing. So, in a nutshell, that's what I've been working on. And that's what the Gatsby events have been great in helping, you know, me build the space. And it will be a 1920s themed event that we have in March for this launch. So we're excited.
That's awesome. Phenomenal. And so people will be dressing in costume and having.
Yes. Yeah. And this will be unlike any of the other ones we've had. There's going to be a VIP room. We're going to have celebrities. Beautiful. It's going to be awesome.
So we'll be shopping at the Peacock Room.
Yeah.
Which is great. Okay. That sounds phenomenal. So I don't know if you've heard about our adult prom that we have coming up November 2nd, which is a Thursday.
Who is we? Who's
Rotary?
Rotary, yes.
Ooh, I just kissed the microphone.
That'll be a tangent.
Is this the AM Rotary or the let's all get drunk and pretend like we're doing good stuff?
The
Rotary?
Cocktail party?
We're not pretending.
But we are actually a part of the AM Rotary Club. We are their satellite club, the people who are too fucking lazy to get up and get there to the meeting at 7 a.m. Or those
of
us.
Prefer cocktails to coffee.
That's right.
That's actually our tagline, by the way.
Prefer cocktail to coffee. That's perfect.
There you go.
I should definitely do that.
I do read the emails that come out. I missed that somehow. I went to my first Rotary meeting with you.
Yes.
And it was very cool.
You should come
back.
Tonight's going to be a good one because we have the AM club coming to join us at Traffic Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Is it Rehab Traffic Jam? Because that's where we were last time.
Yeah. It's generally at Traffic Jam. I mean, occasionally. Okay. So last week we were at Tech Town doing the Toast of the Town. So that took the place of the meeting. Mm-hmm. But generally we're at Traffic Jam.
So tell me about this ball, This
adult prom?
Yeah, adult prom.
Adult prom should be a lot of fun. Newman's going to come and help us with music, right?
Correct.
I guess so.
It's I like how you jumped right in there. It will happen.
I can't go.
I know. You're going to be out of town, you big loser. So it's going to be it's exactly what you think it is. It's prom. It should be fun. dress any way you want to.
Oh, I've got some prom gowns.
One of my favorite friends from yesteryear, earlier Detroit, back in the beginning
early 2000s.
Yeah, Jeff Colby. When we did prom before, he went as a nun.
He came in
a habit, and he went around separating people when they were dancing too close.
That's
a ruler.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we had a friend who used to do.
You gotta have room for Mary Joseph and the Holy Spirit.
He and his wife used to do prom every year, just as a fun thing, and we would all dress in like 80s prom dresses and stuff.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my prom.
They
dress
have
is
since had children and
right.
I think moved.
Yeah, but they're still in the area. You know, and he had a belt buckle that said, "I knocked up Ellen one year."
Yes, to announce their pregnancy.
Oh, okay.
So when you came into prom, he showed everybody the belt buckle.
So if you have a partner that wants to be more casual, who wants your date for the prom, you know, get him a tuxedo T-shirt and a pair of jeans. And spike the punch.
What's the date of this?
It's November 2nd, which is Tuesday, it's coming out
Thursday. It's a Thursday.
It's Thursday.
I know this because we have a movie at the Senate Theater.
Okay.
On that Saturday, which is the 4th. So
yes.
So good. So come on the 2nd, and we're raising money for Freedom House.
Oh yeah, we love Freedom House.
Right. This is a fundraiser for Freedom House. Tickets individually are $35 per couple. It's $50. So. Okay.
And then where's it at?
Good price.
The Tangent Gallery.
Oh.
Which is right.
They like to get naked at the
right
Tangent Gallery, from what I understand.
Milwaukee.
Oh, it was an adult prom, but not that kind of adult.
Not that kind
prom.
Of adult.
No, not that kind of adult. No, although, not, you know, hang around.
But Theater Bazaar is this weekend, so there you go.
Yeah.
I'm with their new and improved fisting room.
Yes.
Yes.
You're going to have to explain that.
I don't think anybody
well,
needs
it does
know
exactly what it says on the tin. It's a room in
God
which
bless
fisting
people.
Occurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah,
you just gotta open yourself up to it.
No, I don't think I'm gonna open myself up to that.
So I'm glad that you brought up the Senate, because in addition to all of the things that you do with the, you know, Activate Detroit Potential and the Gatsby and the Pinups and Privates, you also are involved with the Senate.
Yeah, so I'm the director of film programming. It's all volunteer over at the Senate. And it's been super exciting because, if you don't know already, they have the original organ from the Fisher Theater.
Oh, wow. So, I did not know that.
I think I should come see a film. We're showing Nosferatu this Friday night with organ accompaniment.
Oh, and I have a zombie thing to
do. She's got to go to a zombie thing.
You know, so, yeah, you were talking about the prom and dressing up like a nun. So we also have coming up on the 28th a double feature with Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein. It's a dress up.
Nice.
And then the night before, American Werewolf in London. But so the Senate it's kind of an interesting setup there. Their whole model was that they were kind of a social group of people who loved the organ and played the organ. So they were a members only sort of thing. They had 800 members back in 1950 when they acquired the organ. And they had 96 members.
We keep saying the word organ.
I know.
Newman.
It's the Wurlitzer. It's the mighty Wurlitzer. And it was the, second largest theater organ or something that was produced by Wurlitzer. Anyway, so they did attempt to do films. Nobody was really making it a priority. So I love film. When I was living in New York, it's like the film lover's paradise, because you've got the Film Forum and you've got the IFC and you've got the Angelica and Tribeca Film Festival and all the little indie film theaters. I came aboard late last year and introduced a full year of film programming. We're doing very well. We want to get the word out. It's an interesting experience. It's an old theater. It hasn't been updated in a while, but we try to make everyone feel welcome and have a really special experience there with us. And we have a real popcorn maker. I mean, like the Redford, I love the Redford, but they buy their popcorn in bags. Sorry, Redford. But we have a popcorn popper. And so we put real butter on our popcorn, which we like.
I'm a big fan of popcorn.
Yeah. Big fan of butter.
Oh, come in.
Anyway.
We'll put as much butter on there as you want.
But I say, if you've seen the side of my ass lately, yes, you know that I love butter.
How does somebody get their film into the Senate?
Well, we also, so we're showing classic films. And so what we did like this summer was we did a summer series, which was 70s films. We had
Bad News Bears. We had, oh God, I'm blanking on what we had. We ended up with Enter the Dragon, which was freaking awesome. We had a really good crowd for that.
Do you have more locally produced films?
If someone wants to rent the theater, then we do. Although in 2018, I'm excited because we're doing a Spanish language series. So it'll be a film like weekend of Spanish language films. Someone have a film here that they're trying to
actually,
get into?
And I don't know if you know that I know that you do.
Co-star or like with a character named Lee in it?
No, not me. No, actually, it's Newman's son.
My son was just in a film that was directed by Cole Seeger, Bob Seeger's son. And I know that they had the premiere at the Maple.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And then they're waiting on Sundance to see whether or not they're accepted to Sundance. So,
is it? You know, Does that preclude them like from showing their film in other places, the whole Sundance thing? I thought I'd heard something about that. I don't know much about the
film. I'm a man, which means I'm inherently stupid. So I'm going to say I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't either, which is why I asked. But yeah, we do rent the theater out for screenings by filmmakers. We had 12th and Claremont in earlier.
Very nice.
We don't have air conditioning. So it was like one of the hottest days of the year. It was just the worst timing ever.
And come to the Senate in the fall.
No, it was just, it's part of the experience, right? It's
like, as a riot didn't break out, I think.
It didn't,
we were good.
No, that was a really successful evening for us. And we also rent the theater out for stage performances occasionally. And
where is the Senate located?
The Senate Theater is on Michigan Avenue, just by Livernois.
Yeah.
And what is it? 2424 Michigan. I don't know what it is. I don't remember.
You can find it.
Just go down Livernois until you hit Michigan, and then it's like right around the corner.
I sent you an image of it if you want to like pop up
actually,
there.
Actually, that's just popped up Instagram.
Well done, Nick.
With the Spanish language thing.
Oh, we're also doing, get this, we're doing a British New Wave.
Nice.
Festivals with Hard Day's Night, Look Back in Anger. What's the one with Richard Harris where he plays a rugby player? One of my favorite films of all time.
Loneliness of a Long Distance
Runner.
The Sporting Life.
And we'll show a couple of other ones.
Yeah.
Rugby
is a very, very popular thing in my brain.
Rugby is a wonderful game.
Richard Harris was like Ireland's version of Marlon Brando.
Yeah, it's hard to believe he was Dumbledore.
Holy cow.
Don't ruin it. They do a lot of rugby in this film.
He plays
very sexily. He plays rugby.
Yeah,
gets beat up.
His
fingers go like all the ways.
I mean, there's certain violence that is incredibly acceptable and very hot, like boxing, rugby, Australian football, hockey. Newman's introduced me to hockey, and I'm like, where the fuck has that been all my life? Yeah. Jesus Christ, beat the shit out!
It's the scrum.
Yeah, it's a bunch of sweaty men just like rubbing against one another.
It's not the rubbing; it's just them being sweaty and hurting each other. But
I just think that they're
a little bit of this.
They're more attractive than soccer player than football, like European British football player.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They're generally bigger and beefier.
In Wilmington, North Carolina, they have a national rugby tournament every year, and so I was introduced to rugby when I was younger than I am now, and it was a lot of. And then I got to see female rugby.
Oh wow!
Which is amazing.
Is that like roller derby?
If you enjoy roller derby,
you could probably enjoy football. Ladies rugby. Yeah,
it's incredibly athletic.
Yeah,
it's incredibly athletic, and they're really really focused. And just to see the teamwork aspect out there was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, male rugby is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Went to my very first rugby party back when I was 24 or something, 25. And all of a sudden they were like, we're taking nominations for the rugby queen. I was like, I want to be the rugby queen. My boyfriend's like, fuck no, you don't. Get your ass back here. I was like, I don't understand what that is.
Is the rugby queen?
It's the one that dated everybody on the team.
Oh, there you go. That rugby queen.
He was like, you can only date me.
I did date the guy who was the coach for the American rugby team, though.
When
I was living in San Francisco, he was a super cool guy, and I just loved his attitude about everything. But those guys are fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whew.
I've actually been trying to get the Detroit, because Detroit has a women's and men's rugby team. I need to get them on.
Oh, Busted could sponsor them a little bit. We do sponsor the Derby.
Okay.
The Detroit Derby
do
girls.
You?
Yeah.
I've yet to go to one of those, but I'd love to.
Oh, it's so fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The major athletes, fantastic, fantastic performances. It's men and women. You know, you can go to either one of the and it's in the Masonic Temple.
What? I've never been in the Masonic Temple. I've yet to go, so I know.
Yeah, we got to go to a Derby
Girls. Yeah, you got to go to Derby Girls.
There's a fit a whole like roller short, rink though. In there. It's in the gym.
Oh.
Okay.
I'd love to do that, but they'd have to cover me in bubble wrap. I'd have to be like. Strapped to me. And
no, these women they end up with broken ankles.
Oh, yeah.
Teeth.
Yeah,
it's pretty hardcore. It's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you guys see I'm not into sports, but I did read about the Celtics guy who busted his ankle. He came down. He, like, I don't know if it was a compound fracture or what, but it looked pretty horrible.
No, it was actually, it was terrible. And because I'm a masochist like that, I had to go and watch the actual
video. I couldn't
make
myself do it.
Because ESPN cut away and said, yeah, we're not going to show it. And I was like, oh, now I got to see it. It's not a true compound, but you knew that leg.
Yeah, the bone was like.
Yeah, the ankle was busted as well as the tibia. So,
no.
I don't want anybody to break their ankles in sports.
So it's like two.
Not roller derby girls?
Yeah, he came down on it wrong and just boom. And all of a sudden it didn't even look like a leg anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, just things were pointing in directions they weren't supposed to be.
Correct.
So anyway, back to meditating.
About that oil pulling in the morning for your
talk about oil pulling, because I think people don't know what that is. It's good for your teeth.
Great for your teeth. Pulls toxins. Hey, if you're going to
bacteria,
huge. Yeah, whitens your teeth.
Have you ever done
this? No.
I know
plaque,
what it is, but I've,
the whole deal.
Well, and if you're using coconut oil, which is a
antibacterial, antimicrobial.
Microbial.
Can you use coconut oil? Is coconut one of the things that I'm not supposed to give you?
No. Coconut oil, it's fine.
Pineapple, kiwi, and strawberries are just a no-go for you.
Pineapple, kiwi, and strawberries. Yeah, right. I love the taste of them, but, you know, I like breathing. So
yeah, that's important. Living is a good thing.
It's a thing,
So I did bring some snacks if you want any snacks, but there's coconut in them. And
coconut is perfect.
And my eyes don't see the ingredient list anymore, so sorry.
One of the things that you were talking about earlier was, especially the morning routine, you know, and looking at mind, body, and soul. Mm. The other thing that we've talked about today has been Instagram.
Okay.
Now, do you find that Instagram is the new go-to for a lot of people to get ideas or motivation?
It's interesting, especially if that's, again, some people gravitate towards different forms of social media. Instagram is great in the sense that you can get a handle, right? You can graze someone's page, so to speak, and they'll have snippets of information which are great to begin with. And then if you want greater depth, then you can jump, you know, do the rabbit hole thing, and they'll usually have a link, or at least you can go check them out. So it's a great way to explore and surf, so to speak, in terms of any information out there. But as with anything, there's a lot out there.
So, I find less drama in Instagram.
Yeah, which is nice, where it's kind of point value. Pinterest is also another form where there's a whole pin or an interest or someone's handle of based on those things, especially if you're more visual, which I believe many of us are. I think that's the whole draw with Instagram and Pinterest is they've got these great graphics that draw you in. And yeah, so it's a great way to start. I think it's more a matter now of like, okay, how do you sift through all that? Because it just gets to be a lot. And sometimes I've even fallen into this. I'm not sure if y'all have, where you go on Instagram, your goal initially was to say, I want to find like some healthy tips, some health inspo, some fit inspiration. And then after you've gone through it, you literally feel like shit and less than, because you're like, I don't have those abs. I don't do this. And you literally feel, I don't have that butt. I don't have that body. I don't have this. And it's like, I call it like an Instagram hangover, because you have the intention of finding great information and getting inspired, but then you get off and you're like, oh my God, I suck. I don't meditate enough. I don't do fill in the blank enough. Forget it. And next thing you know, you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're wrapped up with some chocolate and
wine. Chocolate, wine, and
good thing too.
Yeah. So it's tricky. I think that's where, again, like the whole notion of setting the tone, like how what's your approach in terms of whatever type of information you're letting in? Whatever type of information, and knowing when to say, okay, I've had enough. I think it's overstimulating. We have this party to go to. We're going to do that. We're going to see this. We have the news in the background, and it's so noisy. How are you expected to even discern
what it is, whether information, whether it's food, whether in terms of being discerning to say, you know what, enough's enough. Mm. Because everything is coming at you and it's noisy and it's nice it's nice and distracted.
It's the idea of all or nothing, though, too.
Yeah, it's all or nothing.
And I'm that sort of personality sometimes. And if I'm into something, I'll get really into it. And then, you know, it takes up a lot of time, a lot of energy to do what it is I'm doing. And I get tired of it.
Then you get tired of it and you fall off the, so to speak, bandwagon where you can go in strong. That's why, like, you go to gyms or, for instance, like, it builds up. Come, like, November, December, people are in the gym, 30-day challenge, we're in there, you see people are investing a lot of money into the gym, oh yeah, we're going to get fit. Then come January 1st, everything's cool, but 2 weeks into January, even February, it's like tumbleweed, and like literally you can hear the wind blowing, and there's tumbleweed in the gym because no one is there.
This is why I make my New Year's resolutions on my birthday, which is in July, because then there's nobody in the gym for those 2 weeks.
And also, here's another thing. I mean, I'll take that a step further. And again, not to poo-poo it, but I say fuck resolutions. You have day – oh, yeah, I'm going to wait till next year. That's really convenient. Yeah, you're going to wait till your birthday. Oh, that's really convenient. You're going to wait till the next year. Oh, well,
all right,
I'll just
all
wait.
Right.
You have a new day.
She'll get you, man.
You have a new day. You wake up. You get your ass up and you make that fucking resolution now.
I agree.
And better yet, don't make a list. You know what? Let's just start with three. Mm-hmm. Just start with three. Yeah. And in a way that's challenging because we're funny as humans where, oh, well, you almost like set yourself up for failure because I'm going to do all this. And really deep down inside, you know you're not going to keep it. You have the best intention to, but I'm going to stack everything and I'm going to do all this because it's sexy. There's like, you know, it's charged.
Well, you feel like you're taking control
too,
which is nice.
Yeah, you're taking the bull by the horns.
Yeah.
You're taking the bull by the horns. But
so how would someone contact you then?
Yes. Well, my Instagram handle is Vetti Frankel, at Vetti Frankel. And my Facebook page, Yvette Martin Frankel.
So we
could the best ways to reach me and get an idea of, like, again, visually, okay, just to see if it resonates because not everything is going to resonate.
And we can put the links up on our site so that people can find you there. Yeah. And we can do the same thing with Allison.
Thank you.
And Lisa has a website now for Dorn Burden.
DornBurden.com.
See, that would have been really easy if I just continued with a DornBurden.com. All right, so that's
and I don't Instagram.
No, but you know, one of the things that you do is when some of my friends who are looking to open up new stores, new spaces, need to have their leases looked at for what they already have. You know, I can say, don't do this on your own. Talk to Lisa. She will read through all that shit that you can't really. I mean, I'll skim one of those things and be like, sure, fine, I'll sign it, whatever.
You're like, don't sign it.
Don't just sign it. Send it to Lisa. She actually reads every word.
Don't sign it and then have a problem a year later because I can't help you then. You've signed it.
I have a quick question for Lisa. So, you know, I mean, one of the challenges that I find is that when people, because I do a lot of work with small businesses as well, right? So when they want to avail me of my services, they want to know, well, what do you charge? And so do you have like a special rate for small business people where it's that kind of thing that I'm going to look over your contract or your lease?
Yeah.
And give
you
some.
There are a couple of things. I offer a reduced rate from my regular hourly rate. Mm-hmm. And then also for stuff that I can, I'll do a flat fee. But with stuff with like reviewing a lease and negotiating it, it's really dependent on the terms, what kind of lease it is, how much negotiation there's going to happen with the landlord, or if you're the landlord with the tenant.
Right.
So, so typically I'll do a discounted rate and then just say, you know, this is my regular hourly rate. And then, but, you know, for small businesses, reduce it.
Yeah, that's very cool. I mean, if it were me, I'd be looking for like, okay, what's a flat rate for just you putting your eyes on this and giving me a little bit of advice. And then if I wanted to take that advice, then you would charge.
Exactly.
You know, your hour. Okay.
So we've got 2 minutes left in the podcast. I keep getting the flash sign. They're not telling me peace. They're actually saying, hey, lady, shut up.
Wrap it up in two minutes.
I want to thank you guys for coming out today to Bras, Bitches, and Balls. If you have someone that you'd like to learn a little bit more about, or if you would like to come and tell people more about who you are, let us know. Get in touch with us. Nick, what's that email address?
It is bbandbpodcast@gmail.com.
BB&B podcast.
And is it A-N-D?
Yes.
Or yes. Okay. It's and, yes.
BB and B.
It's yes. A whole A-N-D-B. Thing.
Whole
with,
word.
With
or you can even say B-band-B.
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 B-band-B
at gmail.com.
She's like getting it in the brain.
You can also follow us on Twitter at BrasBitches. Again, that's names. And find us on Facebook at Bras, Bitches, and Balls.
But that is an ampersand.
I
like the ampersand. It looks good.
It does.
Aww. Yeah, it does. What, Jess?
Inside joke with Jess and I.
Oh, okay.
It was super great meeting you guys. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, that was fun.
Thanks for the crazy-ass shots.
I'm diluting it. It's crazy. This is fire.
Put it in water.
Oh, my gosh. This is intense.
So I want to make a final push to the adult prom. Adult prom. It's for Freedom House. If you don't know what Freedom House is, look it up. It's important. It's the only place of its kind in the United States. And there are 44 souls there that could use our help. So we'd like to take it out with the Vomit Spots, who are awesome. And thank you again, Vomit Spots. Al, Keith, you rock. And we'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
Peace out. Just hit it.